Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So we have some more school districts making decisions on closing their doors for the next 2 days. The last holdout was Fort Worth ISD. They have just announced they will be closed Thursday and Friday. So are most of other major school districts, including Dallas, DeSoto, Duncanville, Cedar Hill, Garland, Richardson, Mesquite, Everman, Forney, Carrollton, Farmers Branch, Rockwall, Irving, Roy City, White Settlement, as well as Wiley.
Now, there are also some school districts that are only closed tomorrow. They're not making the decision for Friday quite yet. That's Grand Prairie and Arlington and Keller, Birdville, Carroll, Coppell, Grapevine, Colleyville, Frisco, Anna, Burleson, Salina, Ennis, Mansfield, Lovejoy, Little Elm, Plano, Allen, Melissa, H-E-B, Kaufman, Sanger, as well as Crum, McKinney, Palo Pinto, Prosper, Weatherford, and Pilot Point. The full list is at KRLD.com, and they keep coming in.
Well, and just, man, it's just cold today. Preparations, though, still underway for the precipitation expected with this winter storm. Winter storm warning now going into effect starting 6 a.m. tomorrow. It's going to last until noon on Friday. State agencies are now getting their people into place as the forecast for snow gets a little clearer.
TxDOT's moving workers from South Texas to West Texas, where a few inches of snow might fall near the I-10, I-20 split. Brian Barth says crews will also come toward DFW and areas under the winter storm warning.
We do have more plows. We have more equipment. We have them staged across state more strategically, and they're all staged and ready to go for this event.
He says they've got 2,100 people pre-treating highways now. Governor Greg Abbott says the National Guard will work with DPS and local police to help people who get stranded on the roads.
Responders are stocked with water, ready to eat meals and blankets, and are prepared to transport stranded motorists to nearby warming stations.
He says the Texas A&M Forest Service will have people and equipment to clear trees that might fall on roads or power lines. Texas Parks and Wildlife will have trucks available, along with drones to observe areas where people might be trapped. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A lot of people rushing to stock up on food ahead of this storm. It's called the French toast syndrome.
That means that when we do have these types of panic buying, often people go and turn to the staples of bread, eggs, and milk. So they call it the French toast syndrome. I think that's a great way to put a funny spin on this whole idea of panic buying.
Dr. James Roberts from Baylor, he says panic buying is kind of a physio-sociological response to perceived threat of getting stuck at home for days. Yep, we saw this during the pandemic. He says, think of others. So don't overbuy, because it might mean the next person doesn't get any.
We're just rolling right along here. Mike Rogers in Austin, York, as we prepare for the big winter storm. Does this one have a name like Uri?
I don't know, but I could say we better get ready for this, because if we're acquiring Greenland, whatever.
That's right. America land.
Cold, yeah. Right? Got some cold weather coming.
Now, the roads are going to be a particular concern, as they are in any kind of winter weather event. So we're going to bring in Tony Hartzell. He's with TxDOT. He joins us right now on KRLT. Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Well, are we ready? Are we getting ready?
We are ready. TxDOT spent the last couple of days treating the roads, putting down an initial layer of brine on all of our major highways in our seven counties in the Dallas district. And so that amounts to about 300,000 gallons worth of brine that we put out over the last couple of days. And then today, our crews have been just checking the equipment, cleaning the equipment, getting ready, and topping off those brine tanks so we're ready for whatever comes our way.
So is the brine in addition to sand, or does the sand come out later? How does that work?
Well, yeah, it's in addition, and every storm is going to require a different method. So we do have brine that's available should we need it, but if it's depending on the type of precipitation, ice, for example, you're going to want to put down sand and some rock salt to help with some traction and get some more melting. So it really just depends on the type of storm that we're getting, which we're still watching closely to see what actually does fall.
What are the biggest issues that you guys run into when you guys have situations like this, especially with the snow that we're expecting?
So one of the more challenging things is when you have this mixture, this wintry mix going to snow and or ice. This all depends on the what comes out of the sky at that time. And so it's really a little bit of a challenge. Our crews are up for it, though. We do have more than 400 folks in our Dallas district alone who are going to be on 12-hour rotations. And so they're getting ready for anything and everything. But it's that wintry mix, that ice in particular, is so challenging for everyone, including our equipment, to get out there and treat those roads.
Is it, in a way, if we get sleet, then you get the ice and the snow on top of the ice. The snow kind of camouflages the ice. You don't really realize it's there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I encourage everyone just to always assume that it's going to be very slick. No matter if you think it's just snow, it may not be just snow underneath. And so always just be very careful. Number one, don't get out if you don't have to, right? But if you have to get out, drive extra slow and give yourself that room between you and the cars in front of you and behind you. But also give extra room if you're out there trying to follow our crews. That's really not the best idea because we're going to be throwing out sand and salt or brine as well. And you want to stay away from that. And if that sand and salt is on the road or just got applied to the road, it's not going to really have any additional effect for you or any improvement for you. So
yeah,
just
right
give our crews a little bit
tail.
More room.
You probably don't want to tuck in behind a brine truck.
Yeah, spitting up all that
exactly.
stuff.
Tony, thank you so much. It's great advice as always, and good work, you guys. We appreciate it. Tony Hartzell with TxDOT's here on KRLD. It's going to be a mess by this time tomorrow. Winter storm warning goes into effect at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. We start with a little bit of sleet. Then we get the wintry mix, and then by tomorrow night and into Friday morning, it's just snow. How yeah. much will we get?
And then by the
is
weekend,
anybody's guess.
It's going to be warmer again.
I know.
That's just crazy.
It'll all be gone by Sunday.
Just hold on for 2 days, guys.
We've got the AT&T Cotton Bowl coming up at AT&T Stadium.
Yep.
That's on Friday.
Friday kickoff, what time?
6:30.
6:30, Texas and Ohio State. How are we looking?
All right. For that time frame, we'll get some melting during the afternoon on Fridays. But as soon as the sun sets, which I think we'll see it briefly around 5 o'clock or so, then temperatures are going to rapidly go below freezing. So getting to the game may not be as bad as leaving
getting
the
out.
Game. Yeah, and that's it's dark. You have temperatures hovering near or slightly below freezing. And also a lot of people coming in from Austin, hopefully today.
That's
the best time. Do it now. Get here. Get to your hotel. And then keep it tuned here to KRLD Odyssey app if you're listening to
us. People in Ohio got to be going, this is nothing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they're going to find out when,
when you start driving
that it is something. And the Ohio State travels pretty well. There'll be a lot of fans coming in from Ohio. I hope they're flying in today.
Because
if they're flying in tomorrow, it could be trouble for them. And the teams, by the way, we've been told, Texas and Ohio State, they are going to be arriving in town as planned. Again, I hope that's today.
Yep.
And they are, of course, monitoring weather conditions.
Yeah, I do want to mention with the governor's, he had the press conference, news conference here just a few minutes ago. Talking power outages, with temperatures near freezing and you get a transition to snow, you know, especially after sunset tomorrow through the early morning hours, everyone's going to be sleeping. This is a very heavy, wet snow. Dallas, Fort Worth, and points north had the better chances of accumulation increasing again towards the Red River Valley. We can get some dead trees, branches. That yeah. snow is heavy. So it's not the freezing rain that builds up that cracks the branches. This time it'll be the snow. So wherever the biggest, heaviest snow will be, I'll be interested to see how that coordinates or with the power outages and where the heaviest snow fell. So just be prepared with something to keep you warm if you wake up in the middle of the night and your power
out. I don't want to go through that again. Just please.
You know what? Last time, I did not lose power one bit.
You must have been close to a fire station or a hospital.
I was, I guess. I'm in the same grid as them, I guess.
So we'll come to your place then.
Yeah.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.